You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Hannah Critchlow. We're talking about multiple sclerosis. This week we have with us in the studio Professor Alistair Compston from Cambridge University. We also have Luke Learson from the Scripps Institute and Steve Hauser, who's from UCSF.
So one question that's come in from Facebook, David Bailey has been in touch and he's asking something that I'm quite interested to find out the answer to as well. Are there any similarities between multiple sclerosis and other neurodegenerative diseases such as dementia?
The nervous system has got a limited number of ways in which it can complain, as it were, and progression is one of them. So many neurological diseases get worse over time. Sadly, that's why they have a poor reputation. There is a view now, and it's quite a popular view, that diseases like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease that we were just hearing about, are also inflammatory diseases. And I've been arguing earlier in the program that multiple sclerosis is primarily an inflammatory disease. The crucial point here, Hannah, though, is whether the inflammation that happens in Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, is a reaction to the damage that has already occurred, something which amplifies the problem, or whether it is the primary driver. And multiple sclerosis, in my view, is a disease that is driven by inflammatory processes, not something in which these are just a reaction to another primary event.
And we heard quite a few months ago now, we had Belinda Lennox from Oxford on air, and she was talking about some findings where the immune system was actually attacking proteins in the brain, and that was giving rise to psychosis as well. So the immune system could be involved in a lot of different disorders with the brain.
So neuroimmunology, the discipline of studying immunology in the brain, is an emerging discipline. And one of the really exciting discoveries is that a number of diseases that previously were completely mysterious are in fact driven by antibodies or immunological processes directed against receptors, ion channels in the brain. A whole new class of diseases has been discovered, of which psychosis is one.
Thank you very much, Alistair.